Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate a couple of birthdays and have some songs for the new year. Last week, December 24th, Christmas Eve, marked the birth in 1893 of Salvatore Anthony Guadagna. You may recognize him by the name Harry Warren, but even if you don't, you most certainly will recognize his songs. His father was a bootmaker, and Harry was one of 11 children. He had an early interest in music, and although he had no formal musical education, he taught himself to play the drums, the accordion, and later the piano. He quit high school at age 15 and joined the John Victor Brass Band, a traveling carnival show, where he played drums. By 1915, he was working for the Vitagraph movie studio in New York, where he played piano, served as a prop man, acted, and worked as an assistant director on several films. In 1922, he came up with his first hit song, Rose of the Rio Grande, with lyrics by Edgar Leslie. By early 1925, 10 Warren songs had been published, and about half of them became hits. From 1929 to 32, Harry Warren was the director of the American Society of Composers, Authors, and Publishers, known as ASCAP. In 1929, he wrote several more hits, teaming up with top lyric writers including Gus Kahn and Kalmar and Ruby. In 1930, he was called on to write the score for the picture Spring Is Here and the score for the Broadway show Sweet and Low. 1932 was a major turning point in Harry Warren's music career and was the year he wrote the score with Al Dubin for the Dick Powell and Ruby Keeler picture 42nd Street. He contributed to more than 75 films, which produced more than 128 hit songs and won 3 Academy Awards in 1935, 1940, and 46. Harry Warren married Josephine Wensler in December of 1917, and they were together until his death on September 22, 1981. Here's the first of two sets of songs by Harry Warren.
My baby loves me. on my mind to find a place that I used to know, by the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I've been waking up to find I'm dreaming dreams of long, long ago, of the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow. I'd love to find a little trail, little winding trail, the house on the hill. Find somebody who promised to be true, I know she's waiting there still. When I look into her eyes, they tell me what I'm longing to know, by the old Ohio where the shy little violets grow.
Every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.
A trio of songs from the pen of Harry Warren, born Christmas Eve 1893. We begin the show with I Love My Baby, My Baby Loves Me, with the lyric by Bud Green. That record is from 1926 and is one of 54 issued sides recorded for the English Columbia label by the New Prince's Toronto Band, which was co-led by Hal Swain and Les Allen. New Prince's refers to a restaurant in London where the band played. Both Swain and Allen were born in England, but were playing sax in Swain's band in Toronto, Canada, when they were auditioned for an engagement at the Rector's Club in London. They traveled to London by ship, but by the time they arrived, the Rector's Club had closed. Fortunately, they were able to secure the gig at New Prince's, where they were resident for 2 years. The vocal there was by Les Allen. Next, it was H. Oresti and his Queensland Orchestra from an Edison Lateral, recorded December 5th, 1928, and Where the Shy Little Violets Grow. And we finished up that first of two sets of Harry Warren songs with Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians, with vocal by Bing in January of 1933, and You're Getting to Be a Habit with Me. And I hope that each week you're in the habit of listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL Avalon, with a rebroadcast Saturday at 6, and we're available any time of the day or night, streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. Last week, Christmas Day, marked the birth in 1889 in Queens, New York, of Nathaniel Shilkret. At the age of 5, he began studying clarinet with his father, but he also studied piano with Charles Hambitzer, who also taught the young George Gershwin. At age 15, he was accepted by the Russian Symphony, and in his early years he played with the New York Symphony, New York Philharmonic, the Metropolitan Orchestra, and a concert band led by John Philip Sousa. At age 24, Shilkret became musical director of the Victor Talking Machine Company, where he arranged and conducted ensembles, including the International Novelty Orchestra, International Concert Orchestra, Victor Concert Orchestra, International Symphony Orchestra, Shilkret's Rhythm Melodists, the Troubadours, the All-Star Orchestra, the Ever-Ready Radio Group, the Hilo Hawaiian Orchestra, and the Victor Salon Orchestra, which he formed in 1924. Beginning in 1925, Shilkret worked regularly in radio as Victor turned to radio as a publicity medium. He was also an arranger and composer. He wrote The Lonesome Road, first recorded in 1927 by Gene Austin, who wrote the lyrics. Other Shilkret compositions include Jeannie, I Dream of Lilac Time, with lyrics by L. Wolfe Gilbert, and If I Should Send a Rose, co-written with Robert Louis Cheyenne. Shilkret moved to Hollywood in 1935 and worked as an arranger, conductor, and musical director for RKO Radio Pictures, most notably on Swing Time in 1936. Nat Shilkret died in Franklin Square, Long Island, New York, on February 18, 1982. Here's the first of two sets of songs performed by Nat Shilkret.
First you feel a kink or two, but here's the kick for you. Your one desire is to acquire. Each movement of the stainty dance will thrill you through. Oh, I know it will entrance you when you do the kinky jew. Thank you.
never cared for eyes of blue, but she's got eyes of blue, and that's my weakness now. She's got dimpled cheeks. I never cared for dimpled cheeks, but she's got dimpled cheeks, and that's my weakness now. Oh my, oh me. Oh, I should be good, I would be good, but she likes Bill and Coo. I never liked Bill and Coo, but she likes Bill and Coo, and that's my weakness now.
Thank you.
Nat Shulkrit and the Victor Orchestra and Anacio Herb Brown composition, The Doll Dance. The Doll Dance was preceded by a song more closely identified with Helen Kane, who also recorded it with Nat Shulkrit, but was sung there by Frank Marvin. That's My Weakness Now, written by Bud Green and Sam Stept. That was recorded on June 7th, 1928. And with thanks to my friend Don Ward, who provided the transfer and restoration, we began that Nat Shulkrit set with Billy Murray performing vocally on February 3, 1927, and the Kinkajou. If you watch the Discovery Channel, they'll tell you that the Kinkajou, or Potus flavus, is a small gold or brown mammal with a prehensile tail that lives in the upper canopy of the rainforests of Central America. But on this program, the Kinkajou is a dance created by Mrs. Edna Paspe, based on Ada May's dance routine in the musical Rio Rita. Edna won first prize at the Dance Masters of America convention when it debuted on August 22, 1927. It's called the Kinkajou because the villain bandit in the play is known as the Kinkajou. Rio Rita was the premier production of the opulent Ziegfeld Theater. Florence Ziegfeld had borrowed $2.5 million from William Randolph Hearst to build the monument to himself. The opening production was supposed to be Showboat, but it wasn't finished in time. Now just try and name another radio program where you're going to find out that kind of vital information other than right here on Rapidly Rotating Records. Going back to Harry Warren, here's the Roy Fox Band.
Your duty to be beautiful, keep young and beautiful. If you want to be loved, don't fail to do your stuff with a little powder and a puff. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved. If you're wise, exercise all that fat off. Take it off, off here, off there. When you're seen anywhere with your hat off, have a Marcel wave in your hair. Take care of all those charms, and you'll always be in someone's arms. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
Down, remember in September in the rain, the sun went out just like a dying ember. That September in the rain. To every word of love I heard you whisper, the raindrops seem to play a sweet refrain. Though spring is here, to me it's still September. That September in the rain.
Forget it. get money just to have you.
Three more tunes from Harry Warren. We began with Keep Young and Beautiful from the 1933 picture Roman Scandal, starring Eddie Cantor, Ruth Etting, and Gloria Stewart. Then, recorded at London's Savoy Hotel on June 5, 1937, Geraldo and his orchestra and Dubin and Warren's September in the Rain. Geraldo's real name was Gerald Bright. And we just heard the Frank Daly Orchestra with the vocal by Ann Lee Davies, with Plenty of Money and You from the film Gold Diggers of 1937. That was recorded November 6, 1936. Well, I promised another set by Nat Shilkret, and here it is.
Got what satisfies you, that's who. Who would I love to pet? Who is too hard to get? Who, you, that's who. Who's positively just as sweet as can be? Who's absolutely made to order for me? Gee, who have I got to win? Who simply must give in? Who, you, that's who.
This very heart of mine. Come to me, my melancholy baby. Cuddle up and don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancy maybes. You know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy.
Thank you.
Another trio of records by Nat Shulkert and the Victor Orchestra. We began with Who Ooh, You Ooh, That's Who. The vocalist was Johnny Marvin on that May 19, 1927 recording. Then it was Gene Austin, also in 1927, and My Melancholy Baby. Singer-composer Gene Austin is best remembered for My Blue Heaven, one of the most popular records of all time. He was born Eugene Lucas, but later took on his stepfather Jim Austin's surname. He studied both dentistry and law, but passed up both in favor of music. He composed more than 100 songs and sold more than 86 million records, My Blue Heaven accounting for 12 million of those all by itself. And we finished up the set with Me and My Shadow, written by Dave Dreyer and Al Jolson, with the lyrics by Billy Rose, and sung there by Johnny Marvin on May 12, 1927. This is the last Rapidly Rotating Records of 2002, so here's a set of songs to help usher in the new year. Listen closely to the second record in this set. It's just short of 100 years old and is more a sound painting than a song. But here to start the set is Bob Crosby.
One minute to midnight, one minute to go, one minute to say goodbye before we say hello. Let's start the new year right, 12 o'clock tonight, when they dim the light, let's begin. Kissing the old year out, kissing the new year in. Let's watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new year right? Watch the old year die with a fond goodbye, and our hopes as high as a kite. How can our love go wrong if we start the new?
Here's Jimmy.
Why, hello, boys. I never saw you fellas near a church before. Say, boys, I've got a good story to tell you.
Well, let's have it.
Let her go, Jimmy.
Well, you know that Jones girl with the black eyes?
Why, say, Jimmy, who gave them to her? Hold on, boys. The chimes are going to play. Well, Jimmy, how about the black-eyed girl?
Well, sir, that girl was engaged to three fellows at once.
Here, here. Move on there. Don't block up the sidewalk.
Come out in the street, boys, and I'll finish the story. Now, you know what a flirt that girl was.
Get out of the way there. You guys want to get killed?
Oh, Maggie, that fresh chiffonier guy run over my poor Fido.
I'm very sorry, madam. Very sorry. But here, you can take your dog home now. He's all pressed out nice. Me and you, see, for the doormat. My card, madam. My card.
Say, will you ever finish that story? Well, now, boys, I'm doing the best I can. You see, that girl broke her engagement and...
B-O-F-U-F-E-I-A! Columbia! Columbia! Columbia!
Well, boys, that story's postponed till next year.
What's that you say?
I say, don't the bells thrill you?
I can't hear a word you say on account of those damn bells.
Hey, boys, it's 12 o'clock. Happy New Year.
Raymond Scott and his orchestra and New Year's Eve in a Haunted House, recorded February 29, 1938. And before that, one of the earliest recordings in the Rapidly Rotating Records library from July 7, 1904. The Hayden Quartet and New Year's at Old Trinity, Old Trinity refers to a church built in 1846 at Broadway and Wall Streets in New York. This was quite a remarkable recording for its time, with a myriad of different sound effects, each presenting its own recording challenges. Despite the realistic impression of being outdoors, the scene was recorded indoors in a studio. Before the Hayden Quartet, it was the Crosby Brothers in 1942. Bob Crosby's orchestra and Bing Crosby's voice on Let's Start the New Year Off Right from the film Holiday Inn, which, of course, was also the vehicle for White Christmas. Stay tuned, because we've got one more rapidly rotating record to play. I just wanted to say that I hope you'll start off the new year right by tuning in or clicking in again next week for the first rapidly rotating record show of 2003. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 in Avalon, and we're available anytime, streaming online at www.radiofreeworld.com. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play the Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next time, this is Glenn Robison thanking you for your very kind attention and wishing you a safe, healthy, happy, and exceedingly prosperous new year. Here's Ben Selvin and his orchestra.
Everyone bottoms up. Let's drink and drink and drink to the happy tune.